Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is a day of salvation. Reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on the right, Come, you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. You cared for me, in prison, and you visited me. Then righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, you gave me no clothing. You were in prison, and you did not care for me. Then he once and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or you or in prison, and I minister to you, to your needs? He will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not for one of these ones, you did not do for me. And this will go off to eternal punishment. But the righteous to eternal life, because of the Lord. So beautiful. Just this is teaching one important thing. Whatever we do to the least, we are doing to Jesus. That's all. That's simple. Jesus invites us to leave every present moment. In fact, every present moment, to see Jesus in each person, to serve each person as if we serve Jesus. This is a simple way. Let's ask Jesus to give us this open heart, this strength, this faith, seeing Jesus in each person. Jesus, we trust in you.